Begin. Today I want to talk about the topic of arkos. Arkos. Seruf. Seruf, refusal. When you take a person to within Torah and he refuses to come to the Jewish court, are you allowed to take him to Seruf? Arkos. Courts. Secular courts. The court system. This is a hot topic. Controversial topic. A hot topic. Are you allowed to go to the secular court? You ever watch People's Court? You see from people? You see from Judge Judy? From people, right? From people.
She'll put you down.
She's nasty. Ooh. Nasty person.
That doesn't work on this one. That works on time out. When Rashi wrote this, weren't the courts run by the church?
Some of them yes, some of them not. So it's very
According to that, would a secular court still fall under?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to discuss all this. Yes, absolutely. They don't decide according to Jewish law. They have their own system of law. It's not according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That automatically means a secular court. What about in Israel? The legal system, the civil legal system in Israel, according to the vast majority of the Gedolei Yisrael, is called arkos.
They refused to come to the court. He sent the undertaker to summon him to
his honor.
I'm really scared.
Okay. So this is a hot topic. This is a very severe issue. Let me read you the Rambam has a very hard line on this halacha. It's the beginning of this week's parasha. The Eile Hamishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. These are the laws that you shall set before them. The word Lifnehem is superfluous, and from this word Chazal Darshan Lifnehem, that a law, judgment, Mishpat has to be set before the Jewish courts. Before the Jewish courts, the law. Not before secular courts, and has to the system has to be done in front of dayanim, not in front of a jury. We live in a country, Baruch Hashem, is that a court decision, many part of your rights is that you can be judged by a jury of peers, asara, which basically means asara. Shikurim, right. Asara Shikurim, 10 drunkards.
Shikurim.
12, okay? The Gemara talks about Asara. Shnei Masar Shikurim in Ashuk. What?
There's a movie, 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Very famous.
Okay, so that's really what it boils down to. Abbas away. 12 people. 12. They've looked for the people who they can swindle and they can intimidate. That's the way the system works. Asara shikurim in ashok. Shnei masar shikurim in ashok. So the Hanel, let me give you the words of the Rambam. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, takes a very, very hard line. Asur ladon lifnei dayanei akum. It is categorically forbidden to go to a case to settle a dispute, a monetary dispute, before judges who are non-Jewish. Uvi arko shalohem. And even to go to their court, even if the judge says we will follow Jewish law, tell us what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way we train. We train in Talmudic reasoning and Talmudic law. That's how we're going to decide the halacha. Even if the guide says that's what the decision does not make a difference, because the fact that you're in their setting, in their environment, in their court, it is categorically forbidden. Afilu bedin shedanim kidine Yisrael v'afilu. Even nisratzu beis balei hadinim. This is not only true in a case where one person wants to go to court, the Jewish court, one does not. Even if both parties, they say that the bezin is just too complicated. That's not this problem today. This is a very big problem today. Is that the Jewish court system is not up to par? It's not, there are a lot of problems, and many people will be very willing, forget about going to a bezdin, let's just go do the real thing, let's go to a secular court. Both are two from Erlich people, they have a dispute, they want to settle it, they go for dispute resolution, or they'll go to a secular court. It is osur. And the Rambam says some very, very harsh words. V'afilu nisratzu beiz baledinim lodin bifnehem, osur v'chol haba lidan bifnehem. Anyone that goes to a secular court, look what it says here, I didn't make up these words. Hare ze rosha, he's considered in the eyes of Chazal a evil man. Uchi'ilu chireif, v'gideif, v'herim yad b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Three things. He chireif v'gideif is an expression which means he cursed. He's a blasphemer, and he's a mocker, and he has lifted up his hand. He has rebelled against the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam goes further. V'chein pasuk Rambam, the Haboyer. He's not quoting the Rambam here. The Rambam will quote in a few minutes later on. The Haboyer Maran Hachazonish Zechet Tzarkos Levracha. He says in Hevdil Bein Hadon Lufnei Akum Lebein Habo Lodon Eitzel Hashefet Yehudi Hadon Al Pi Chukim She Bodo Umos Olam, which means that if you go to a secular court, you go to the court and guess who the judge is? The judge says it's Friday, we're leaving here at 2 o'clock. I have to get home for Shabbos. So the judge is Jewish. He's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs.
Judges say that, but
the judge is Shomer Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. You're in a secular court. Eretz Yisrael, civil court in Eretz Yisrael. They're not Jewish. They have Batidinim also. There's a Rabbanut. Rabbanut has a whole system of Mishpat in Eretz Yisrael. But there's also, to parallel the Rabbanut, there's also a civil system of law in Eretz Yisrael, which is not based upon Dine Yisrael. It's based upon international law, English law, Turkish law. It's built upon, and that law, so according to the Chazon Ish, going to a secular court is forbidden. And all of these rules that it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's called a Rasha, the Meirim Yad, Chirif, Gidev, extremely harsh terms. The Adrab, the Chazon Ish, says that it's worse. It's much worse to go. The Chazon Ish says if you have a dispute, two Americans have it, so they have a choice. They can go to the secular court in Israel, and the judges will be Jews. Or you can go to America, and you can go to the secular court, and there'll be Goyim. Better go to America, the secular court, where the judges are Goyim, than to go to Eretz Yisrael, where the judges are Jews. Because it's a bigger Chil Hashem, Al Admas Kodesh. And the judges themselves come from their great grandparents for sure Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that they should be passing halacha that Shloi gets keneged kol haTorah kula. What?
Lift the Iver for the judges.
For the judges? What do you mean lift the Iver? What? To go to them? You're causing them. Einochanami, that's right. You're not allowed to be there. You're not allowed to be there. Forget about them. You're not allowed to go to them. And you also being over on 100% lift the Iver. Unless, that's what we're going to discuss today, there are many exceptions why this is permitted b'zman hazeh. The Adarab HaDavar Yosef Maguna Sha'ashevtem Yehudim Mehemiru Es Mishpat Hashem V'Teirosu HaKadosha L'Mishpatei HaHevel Shel HaGoyim. Okay, so he goes further and discusses these laws, and he brings in other things over here that it's a Davar Chomer Anmoed. In fact, it's an accepted halacha that a person that goes to our coast is not allowed to be a Baal Tefillah. Certainly not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even during the year. Can you imagine a person comes to shul and have a yard site and they say, sorry buddy, you have a chiv, not in this shul, everyone knows, everyone read the paper, you took your friend to court, you were involved in a din Torah, you were involved in a dispute, you went to secular court, you did not go to Jewish court, you're not allowed to be a Baal Tefillah if you go to a secular court instead of going to a Jewish court. Furthermore, there's even some that are makbid, you can't count these people towards a minyan.
Whoa.
Okay, this really goes very, very, very far. Now the Rambam, where does all this come from? So I'll now read the words of the Rambam. I'm reading most everything I prepared today. Come on, I have two from. One is from Rav Tezner. Is that Rav Tezner? Not Rav Tezner. I'm sorry. I'm always get confused. Not Rav Tezner. This is the Shvilei Haminik Sefer. Who is the Mechaber? Dvorkis, right? Dvorkis. And the other sefer, and what I'm telling you from, comes from Rav Toledano, the son-in-law of Rav Adi Yosef. So he says here, first he quotes, everyone quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol hadon bidine goyim uvi arko shalohem af al pi shohoyu dinem kidine Yisrael. Even if the law is decided according to Jewish law, hare zerosha uchi'ilu cheref yigid v'herim yad b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, the Makar comes from this week's parasha, v'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem, v'loy lifnehem means in front of Jewish judges, v'loy lifnei goyim lifnehem, v'lo lifnei hedyotos yiminako to a court of hediotos, which basically means a jury. When you go to a jury in the American system of law, a jury of your peers, then the two strikes against you. You're violating the word lifnehem in the full sense of the word. Lifnehem, v'loy lifnei goyim, lifnehem, v'loy lifnei hediotos. They're not even trained in law. They're just telling you what their gut feeling is. If the person is guilty or innocent, that's not something which Chazal are very pleased with. Now, however, here comes the Rambam. This was critical. Hoysa yad hagoyim takifa ubaldino alon. Let's say the goyim are in control. The goyim do not allow people to take law into their own hands. And certainly if you're baldin, the Jew that you're challenging to come to a din Torah says, I'm not going to a Jewish court. No way, get lost. I'm not interested. A serif, you send him a message to show up. The way, how does it work with Zmana Zep? If you have a claim against your friend, the way it works in today's day and age, I once did this. You go to the Jewish court. There are many Jewish courts out there, some better, some worse. There are some more popular. And you tell them, you tell them I have a claim against my friend, he owes me money. And they say, well, prove it. Let's see that you have something substantial. And you show them the bills, you show them, you explain to them, and you have to have three judges, and if they say you're right, it appears that you have a claim. I don't know if you're right, maybe you're wrong, maybe there's a counterclaim, maybe he paid, he has receipts, maybe so-and-so, but it appears from the conversation that you have a legitimate claim against your friend. They send out a letter. They write a letter, they send it in the mail, or they send a messenger to deliver the mail, certified mail, to the person to receive it, and he's told that he has to come to court on this day, on this time. Or at least to call the court, and if it's not a good time, you should schedule an appointment that is acceptable for the court to come to court to make up. If he receives the letter, so what does the recipient do? Either he's a good guy, he takes it, and he says, okay, I'm coming to court. And when you come to court, does not mean that court's going to judge him, because that court obviously is biased. If that's the court that I went to, if that's the court that I went to demand that so-and-so come to court, so I don't want to be judged in this court, because this court, the cards are stacked against me. Obviously, you're in favor of the person that sent the letter. So one of the Dayanim told me that 99.9% of the time, the court that issues the summons to come is not the court that is going to be the one that's going to decide the case. Then you do what's called Zavda. Zeh Barer Loi Echad, Zeh Barer Loi Echad. Each one of the litigants chooses a judge. I like this rabbi, you like that rabbi. Well, if you're going to a professional court, the RCA, they're not going to let you go pick anyone you want. They have to be one of the people on their roster who you want. Each one picks a person that feels that relates to them, and then they together decide on a mutual third party, or if they can't decide, then the court will decide on a mutual third party, and then you set a date, and then you can bring in a lawyer, a Jewish lawyer, a person that knows how to argue a case, to influence the judges, exactly. And this is where it gets a little corrupt, unfortunately. This is where it gets a little sour. And you bring in, because many times the Dayanim are not necessarily the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, not all the time. They just know the basics. And it's really more like a dispute resolution. But if you bring in a very good lawyer, the very good lawyer can know Shulchan Aruch inside out. This is what his parnasa. He knows every tzais, every nesivus. And he could fadre the Dayanim that this is the halacha. If you want to make a pshara, it's not going to be 50-50. It's going to be 95%, 5%. Because I'm telling you, look what it says in the Ketzais. Look what it says in the Sivas. Look what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Look what the Taz, or Shach, and Bach. I'll show you. And sometimes they can make a very compelling argument that he's right. The only thing is that had this person been hired by the other side, he could have made the same argument the other way around and bring a different Rabbi Kiva Eger, a different Ketzais, different Estivas, a different Shach and Taz. So we can get a little bit out of hand sometimes, but that's pretty much the way it works. But what happens if the person, the recipient, takes the letter and he says, what is this? Are you sending me a letter? I should come to this court, to this Jewish court? How dare you? How dare you send me this letter? He takes the letter and he rips it to shreds. So what do? You go back to the court and the court sends a second letter. And then the person receives a second letter and he ignores it. They give him a certain amount of time to ignore. And then they send him a third letter. And if he ignores the third letter, then the Bezdin writes what's called a seruv. Serev means that this person has refused. This person, we have sent him a letter 3 times. You see this in the newspaper, in the Jewish press, they print up serifs. They print up publicly that so-and-so has been refused. He has been called to the court to give a get. They do this when it comes to giving a get. Agunas, that this person has been summoned by the court to give a get. He refuses to do so, or refused to come to a dintara, and therefore he is, when you issue a serif, which basically means that now you, the toivea, we live in America, we can't go put him in jail, we don't have control, you can now take him to secular court. Go right ahead. Go take him to secular court, go to the police, go to get a lawyer, and go and sue him in secular court. So that is what the Rambam pretty much says. The only time you're allowed to go to a secular court is only after a seruv has been issued by the Beis Din that this person refuses to come. The Rambam says... No, he cannot. Prejudice. No, he cannot. No, he can. No, that's not the issue. The issue is when I told you that 99% of the time the court that issues the summons to attend will not be the court that will judge the case, because exactly what you said. If this is the court that has summoned me. Obviously, they're working for you. Isn't that the way the person feels? They're working for you. They're the one that sent the letter. Obviously, they believe you. You went, you told them that I owe you $1,000. Obviously, they believe you. So it's not going to be fair. They're not going to be they're partial to you. I don't want to be judged by this court. Ain't a chanami. Let's go to another court. But that's the way the process is. I once went to a case, very interesting, Shiloh, where I went to a court. The Dayan said to me, listen, you're asking for something that is, you're asking you want to win in a way that you'll only win in a Jewish court. And this is a very kind of, it's a very common scenario. In the secular court, this is thrown out. But the goyim don't. I don't want to tell you what the issue is. Whatever the issue was, the goyim they don't hold from this claim. It's a Jewish thing. Among shomrei Torah mitzvos, you win. You go to a Beis Din, the Beis Din will award you. What? Whatever it was, you'll win. Secular court, it's a joke. They'll just throw it out. It's a non-starter. So he says, this is the Dayan said to me, all the nitzvah, the person who you're making the claim against, the defendant has to do to win, is to ignore the summons. If he comes to court, then there's a possibility he's going to lose, because in the halacha we award people money for this type of claim, if it's a legitimate claim. But if he refuses, so there's nothing we can do. We don't have any control. The government doesn't give us control to enforce. The best you can do is go to court, and in court you're going to lose, flat out. You're going to lose. So all he has to do to win is to ignore it. But on the other hand, people don't want. They don't want for shidduchim. They don't want on their resume. It's public record, a person that is a misarev. It's not something that's very pleasant, especially in today's day and age with the internet. It doesn't take very much to know about this. He's not going to want to have a black strike on his red mark, on his perfect reputation that he refused to come to court. But you never know. He says he'd be surprised. More often than not, in this type of situation, people will just ignore the summons. They couldn't care less.
What is the time frame?
What? I think 30 days. I think the Dayani told me the whole...
Between letters?
I think 30 days between letters, yeah. No, I think 30 days between letters. So it's a long drawn out. Any dintar is a very long drawn out. It's very uncomfortable. It's a no-win situation, or whatever you do.
Even in
what?
Regular court system.
Oh, it's years. That could take years. That could take years. Okay, so this is the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "Im loy rotz olav o notel v'shus mi bez din matzah v'din egoim miyad baldina." Okay, so this now, okay, to make a long story short, okay, this is a topic, you know, is a topic that there's encyclopedias on the topic of Arkos. And someone in Yeshiva showed me yesterday, two svarm on this topic, there's no end. He has here a very fascinating take on this entire topic. First of all, he finds, what's the makar? What is the source that you're allowed to go, even if the person refuses? The Rambam says a tremendous chish. It's lahalach that the person refuses to go, if the person refuses to come to court, to a Jewish court, it's a chiddush. You're allowed to take him to secular court. What's the makar? Show it to me. Show me in the Torah where it says you. It says the Torah categorically, it's awesome. The Eile Hamishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Lifnehem Velo Lifnei Goyim. Lifnehem Lifnei Akum. Let's say he doesn't want to come to court. Too bad for you. too bad for you. If you don't come back on don't come on Saturday, don't come on Sunday. So you're allowed to go on Saturday? You're allowed to go into work on Saturday? You're not allowed. Oh, but I'm going to be out of a job. Too bad for you. So why is the law of going to a secular court any different? It's such a davar chamer. I don't know. Well, you can't count the person to a minyan according to some people. So where does the Rambam get this heter that if the person refuses to go to a secular court, a Jewish court, oh, all of a sudden there's a new Torah. There's a new Torah. You're allowed to go to a secular court. We take it for granted because we hardly even hear about people going to a Jewish court. We go almost so, but where does it come from? Why is it different than any other halacha in the Torah? The Torah doesn't allow you to go do things that are shloikedin. So they all struggle with this. The answer is it comes from a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Beferish karisa chavrucha v'loy anach." If you call your friend and he does not answer you, ramya guda rabba, pick up a big wall, shadi ilave, and throw it on him. And the Gemara quotes the principle from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk Yecheskel says, "Yan taharticha v'loy tiharta." I attempted to purify you, and you refused to be purified. Mitumaseich. Nimela lo titari o, you will no longer be purified. Basically, the Gemara according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. This is Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Tzadiches on the base. Daf Tzadiches on the base of Bava Kama. It's very problematic because Rashi there on the Gemara says this Gemara has nothing to do with taking a person to court. This has to do with giving toichacha. If you give a person Musa, stop talking during davening. Don't talk lashon hara. Don't bother someone, and he refuses to listen. So then you can take the law into your own hands. Whatever it means, the Gemara means something else. But it's not discussing going to secular courts and Jewish courts. According to Rashi on the Gemara, it has to do only with the issue of of teichacha. There's a Rebbe Paltiyoy. He's a Rishon. Rabbi Paltiel, he is the one that gets credit for this entire halacha. He interprets this piece of Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, in reference to our coast. And is basically built upon the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Okay, without going through all the details and all the problems of this Gemara, this is the only Makar. The only Makar for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't give you a Makar, Kedarkai, and that's why all the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, they look for sources. 99% of the time, it's very easy to find the source of the Rambam's halacha. If you're Bucky and Shas, you'll find the source for the Rambam. But if you're not, but sometimes the Rambam is a very big mystery where he gets the halacha from. And this is one example, and it comes l'chayr from the Gemara here in Bava Kama. Rami Karis Chavercha, you call your friend to a din Torah v'lo anach. Ramya, the Gemara says, you are allowed to pick up guda, to pick up a wool, rabba, lar, and shadi ilave, throw it upon. On him, in other words, punish him and do whatever you can to get your money back. It's like matzl your money from the zuta shalyan. If your money, you're allowed to save your money even to a secular court. We based it upon this pasuk in Yecheskel. Okay, that's just a side point. Now here is the very big issue. This is the big machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. And the Rambam, what the Rambam says, pretty much follows with one of the Torah Shulchan Aruch. But the problem, and there's a Sefer HaTrumos. They all work with this Rambam. With the same instead of the Rambam. There is a Rosh. The Rosh is chalik on the Rambam. The Rosh says you don't need to get a permission slip from the court. The Rambam, the Rosh says, if you go to your friend and you say to your friend, sir, we have a dispute, we're in business, and you stole from me $1,000. Give me my money back. The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't owe you $1,000. Let's go to a Din Torah. Din Torah, never over my dead body. We're going to a Din Torah. According to the Rosh says, Beferish, really? Over your dead body? Okay, we'll go to secular court. Oh, a guy says, what about first going to Bez, then getting a permission slip? No. The Rosh says you don't need to get permission from Bezdin to go to a secular court. To go to a secular court if the person refused to go to a secular court. It's a major machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. Do you need permission to go to if you want to go to a secular court? And the truth is today in business, 99% of all disputes have to go to a secular court. The Bezin does not have the resources, they don't have the power, they don't have the enforcement, they're extremely limited in the secular we're living in Golas, and even there Eretz Yisrael, the religious people is a teeny fraction, a very small fraction of the country. It's a very small fraction. People think the whole Eretz Yisrael is Haredi. It's not. It's like 10%.
Not even
10%. And even among the 10%, how many of that have anything to do with the government? The government is no shaykhus to religious law. So it's impossible 99% of the time for you to get your money back by going to a bezin. So you're going to have to go to secular court. The very big issue is,
unless
do you need...
You sign arbitration today.
In other words, before we enter into business. Yes, one second thing. But the question is, this is extremely common today, when you want to have a dispute, you want to go get your money back, do you first need, and the bezin can't help you, do you first need to get permission from the bezin to go to secular... Even if both parties, you have two fine erelich people, each one they're fighting, punt akert, I owe you the money. And they're like, no, akert, you don't owe me the money. They're arguing, there's money in the middle, they're fighting, so we're going to go to court to decide who should not get the money. We want to go to court, because the bezin can't decide this for whatever reason. Do you have to get permission from a bezin of three dayanim to give you a shtar harsha that the bezin gives you permission to go to secular court? The Rambam says absolutely yes. And if you dare go to secular court without getting permission, you are in violation of all of these dvarim chamudim adam od rasha meirim yod chir v'gidev. The rasha says nothing doing. You don't need permission. If the two people are shomer Torah mitzvahs, they want to go, they have to go. But if one of them does not want to go, you don't need permission. The other one can immediately go to secular court. This is the sheet of the Rosh, and many people today, even though it's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says like the Rambam, are samech on this, and at Kedei Kach, people have been ignorant in this halacha. It's not so uncommon for people not to even know this halacha. In business world, people who are not B'nai Torah, they're very fine, firm, good people, very outstanding people in the community, they don't even know about this concept that you're not going to go to a secular court. And they go to secular court, and they sue their friends, and they make a lot of money, whatever happens, and then it comes to a wedding, and they want to be mechaber them as a witness, as an aid under a chuppah. Not so fast. How are you going to go take this person as an aid under the chuppah? He sued his friend in secular court, and he did not get permission from a bezdin to go to secular court. Go to a bezdin. Bezdin couldn't do nothing for me. And he's right. So what? Of course bezdin couldn't do nothing for you, but still, that's the halacha. It says in the Rambam, it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's not so pasha. You need to get a harsha to go to secular court. Like the Rosh. That's exactly what they say. And that's why today we're extremely makel, even though it's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's an obscure Rosh. No one even knows about it. With samech on the Rosh, that b'diavad, that person goes to secular court when there are no options. So because there are no other options, you look the other way and the person is not possible.
What about Dinan
Demachos? No such thing. They address that. Rabbi Dvorkis addressed that. He has a whole page on that. There's no such thing, Dina Malchus Adina. This is an exception to the rule. The Eila HaMishpat Meshatas Lefneim, it's a Chil Hashem. It's outside the realm of Dina Malchus Adina. It's a Din of Mishpat. Dina Malchus Adina is only when the government gets benefit. The government gets benefit out of it. They what?
They get fees, court fees.
So you'll pay the court fees. Doesn't matter. That's different. They have to. Either it's a takana for society, or there's an actual gain for the court, for the government. But when there is, but it's just a matter of mishpat between Reuven and Shimon, the laws of Din, the Malchus Din, do not apply. Categorically, it rejects that argument.
Yeah. Rush, though, your example about the wedding thing.
Yeah.
If you're ignorant about.
Yes.
So you know nothing about it, and you go to switch.
You're still violation. Let me ask you a person. Let me ask you a person. The person is Michal Shabbos. This boss tells him, you don't come back on Sunday, on tomorrow, on Saturday, don't come back on Sunday. Listen, I gotta feed my family, so I'm going to work on Shabbos. Is he a Michal Shabbos?
Yes.
He's a Michal Shabbos. So when it comes to a wedding, are you allowed to be Michal as a witness? It's not my fault. What?
Does the Rosh make a distinction?
Yeah.
Your example of the Rosh Hashanah was it? You go over to the guy, and you say, I want to take it into Jewish court. Absolutely, I'm not going. Okay, fine, you're not going. I'm going to secular court. Rush says, okay. But what if both of them don't even know the concept that they have to go to person first?
That's what's problematic. Many people today, he writes about that. Many people don't even know this. And they go right away to secular court.
That's okay then, you can go?
No, the Rosh holds, even if you know the halacha, you can go right away. The Rosh holds, you don't need to go through the step.
You have a point there. Let's say they don't know, and one guy goes and gets a summons against the second,
So you don't have a choice. You have to respond to the summons.
That's right. Once you're involved. Oh, so, okay.
Once one guy starts it, the second guy
doesn't. No, so then you can tell him, you can delay. Today, if one person is one person. Okay, we have enough time. I want to say, I get a
subpoena from the housing court, you know?
No, then you have already, once already the process has been put into motion, you have no choice already. We'll call according to everyone. Okay, but then you have a very big shaila. Let's say one of your partners is not religious. It's a very big shaila. I have a dispute with an irreligious person. Are you mechoyev to say, let's first go to a bezdin? Let's first go. You're mechoyev, according to many posts, you're supposed to speak to the person and say, listen, you're Jewish, you're totally religious, but you know, there's something called the halacha, the Eila HaMishpat Masher Tosim Lefneim, just like you understand, I observe the Shabbos, there's a law, I have to go to a Jewish court. So if he'll say, yeah, then you go, you take a religious person to a Jewish court, and if he'll start saying, no way, okay, so then you get permission from the court. It's not so hard to get permission today. You get permission from the court, and then you go to secular court, whatever. It's what they do, the expense. What, to get permission, they charge $100 for the seif. The best, what?
No, but to get it, to make it in Torah, to actually,
hundreds of dollars.
Well, lawyers, you go to secular court, you're dealing with thousands and tens of thousands of dollars.
You can cost you $3.
And the Beis Din? Okay, it depends. Some bought the Din. Yeah, okay. Ben. Okay, well, I don't know if you're running out of time. Okay, what?
Do you still need to make, you're ignorant about the law of going to Beis Din, according to the Rosh. And if you don't go to Beis Din first, is it okay that you, or is it only when you know the law, you go to the guy and you say, look, you got to go to Beis Din?
If you know you mechuyev lechatchila to go to court to get permission to go to secular court, that's a very big issue. It's a very big issue, and it's more known today than it was years ago.
So according to the Rosh, under any circumstances, you don't have to go.
You don't have to go. You can go right away to, as long as as long as there's a valid reason to go to secular court. If you have no valid reason to go to secular court, you're not allowed to.
Ignorance is not acceptable.
Not acceptable. Now, and even if both parties want, you have to go to secular court. Now here's just a point we want to make. The very big issue is this is what Rav Toledano does, and the others from, I didn't see they do it in such a beautiful way. Really, it's a fantastic chapter. But there's a lundis, a very big machlis, the lundis between the Rosh and the Ram, what he wants to learn in the lundis, he wants to be told this in the Trumas, in the Sefer HaTrumos, and other Rishonim, a Sma. Ikarad did, even according to the Rambam, when you allow and you go to secular court, it's not that the secular court is going to decide. Ikarad did, it's the Beis Din decides. The Beis Din decides how much money is owed. This is an Ikarad din. It's not always going to work out like this. And the secular court is just there to enforce it. But you never, according to the Rambam and those that follow in this Mahalach, you never, ever, ever allowed to completely relinquish control of Mishpat to the secular court. You have to present the case to a Jewish court. And the Jewish court, you have a claim. The other person doesn't want to come. He doesn't want to. Show us your claim. What's your claim? Here are the receipts. Here are the bills. Here are my evidence. Okay, he doesn't want to come to court. Beis Din is never allowed to paskin without two parties. You have to realize that. That's the worst thing you can possibly do, for a court to issue a decision without hearing the other side of the case. That's like, you know, you're out in the street for that. But in this case, the guy doesn't want to show up. So Beis Din is not mamish paskening. Beis Din has to, as mechuyev, according to this mahalach, and he brings rise to sma, to look into the case, at least to see the evidence on one side. When the Beis Din already sees the evidence on one side of the case, you have already, to some degree, fulfilled the Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. Beis Din is not allowed to issue a decision because I don't have the other side. This Shmigegi on the other guy doesn't want to come to court. Okay, so mitzad, to finish up the din, to let the enforcement and let the whole thing play out, okay, go to secular court, they'll review the whole case, they'll see two sides. But because the Beis Din was maschil, it's considered that the secular court to some degree is the shlichus of the Beis Din. It's a very big chiddush. The Rosh.
This is very good.
Wait. The Rosh says, from the Rosh, the way Rav Toledano says, he brings rice, says it's a tremendous chiddush. It's no. Beis Din, there's no violation of the Eila. Let the Beis Din doesn't have to get involved. The Rosh says, the Eila HaMishpat Masher Tosim Lefnehem. You don't want to come to court. One guy is too powerful. One guy is a troublemaker. None of our business. Get out of here. Let the Goyish court, let them be Oisik in Mishpat. The Torah allows it. The Torah allows it because Only because we don't have the option, because you're not coming to us, so you don't want to participate. We don't have the power. We don't have the option. Now he wants to say this really is totally. There are two Maimori Chazal. There's the Maimori Chazal that we've quoted, the Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehim Lifnehim V'Loy Lifnei Goyim. But there's a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is something very, very different. It's a fascinating insight. The Eila Hamishpatim Asher Tosim. The word Tosim comes from the word a treasure. So Yerushalmi, it's not a part of our vocabulary. Tosim means a simo, and a simo also means an oitzer. Okay, that's one pride. Then lifnehem, the darsh, the word lifnim, but lifnehem, lif, to take the last two letters, lifnehem, I've got the word lifonim. To make a long story short, the way Yerushalmi seems to say is the only time the Eileh HaMishpatim Asher Tosim to lifnehem, to people that are interested in hearing the halacha. If the people, the parties, are not roi for divrei Torah, they're avaryanim. One party, I don't want to know from Torah. There's no chiv to teach them. You only teach Torah to people that are roi for Torah. If a person is not roi for Torah, then he's not even in the parsha of ve'ela hamishpatim. So if you have two litigants that come before you, and one litigant says, I don't hold from you, then the whole pasuk doesn't even begin. The Eileh HaMishpatim Asher Tosim, you got to have people to work with who are roi for divrei Torah. If they're not willing to accept the divrei Torah, the whole halacha doesn't apply. Get out of here, go to secular court, and the whole pasuk doesn't apply to you. That's the sheet of the rush. And therefore, the judge, you don't have to go to Beis Din to get permission, and the Beis Din, the secular courts can decide the halacha on their own. The Rambam does not work with that Maimon Chazal. He works with the Bavli. And the Bavli says, doesn't hold the Eileh HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. The loy lifnei goyim. Every single Jew, no matter how religious, whether he's roy for divrei Torah, whether he's navarian, non-navarian, is subject to the laws of mishpatim of the batei dinim. If they are not going to accept, so we'll go and we'll let the secular courts enforce it. We'll let them take over. But it has to always, under every single condition, start with us. There are two memory chazal. The Maimon Chazal in Bavli has a connotation that it doesn't make a difference who the people are. The halacha is chal. The mishpat is established for the society, for the talmidei chachamim. They have a duty to make sure every single Jewish person, whether they're religious or not, goes, has the mishpat before Jewish judges. If there are problems, so then we have a gemara, a mesech, the bavakam and achayvul, based upon a pasuk in Yecheskel, that we let the secular court finish it up. We'll start. We run into an obstacle, so let the secular court finish it up. But according to the Yerushalmi, the drash is much deeper. The drash is a Jewish court only has an obligation to lay out mishpat for people that are willing to listen to mishpat. If the people aren't willing to listen to mishpat, then the judges are allowed to stand down. You're not. It's not even our obligation to get involved in this. That sets the tone. You don't need to come to us. You can go right away to the secular court. The secular court is allowed to judge you and to Ishub Sakalacha. Where is there a very big nafkamina? There's a major nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam. The major nafkamina is in the secular court they collect, and there are many things that they do which are way above beyond what Jewish court would ever even have a havamina. Psychological damage. You hear stories where there's abuse. What?
Riker.
Abuse, you can charge, you can sue someone for $1 million, dine kenosos. In Jewish law, there's almost never payment for psychological damage. There's show me a law, show me a books. You prove me that you lost money, I'll pay you. There's no kenas, but in secular court, you can sue someone for libel for billions of dollars for nonsense. Dine kenosos, what? There's boshes, but that's dine kenosos. So the shaila is, let us say you go to secular court and they work. You $1 billion. They award you an outrageous amount of money. Are you allowed to accept it? Okay, a Jewish, a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, he sues his irreligious partner. He doesn't want to go to Beis Din. He goes to take his irreligious partner, he goes to court, and the court says, you know what? We're going to win you, we'll award you $5 million. Had they gone to court, they would have awarded him $5,000. And now the secular court awards him $5 million. So this is Mamish the Machlekes. If you learn the halacha, Zeila HaMishpat, according to the Rambam, it starts with the Jewish court, and then we let the secular court finish it up. So if they try, they award you too much money, you got to give it back. you're not allowed to accept it, because that's the secular court is no better, according to the Rambam, than the Jewish court. They are just the second hand team. They're just the enforcers, and they're just coming to fill up the gaps that the Jewish court cannot do. But according to the Yerushalmi, the Rosh, which Rav Toldanis is rooted in the Yerushalmi, is that if you have a person that's just not interested, the Jewish court is not involved altogether. Let the secular court do whatever they want, and whatever they want stands. Din the Malchus Adina. Once the secular court is involved, do whatever they want. They want to award you $5 million, take every penny, because that's society. That's the way society works. Very big nafkamina. Halacha l'maaseh, what do? Rubidru, we follow the Rosh, we win more money. Yeah.
You said there's some cases where the Jewish court in Quebec would pass him and the Goyish would not.
Right. It's all the way around.
The Goyish court would pass him, the Jewish court has not, there's no Shaila. They can't get involved.
Then it's over.
No, but
that would be a nafkamina. That would be a
nafkamina. They can't go to court because the Jewish
Right, that's right.